No mention of increasing oil production. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. But with inflation reaching a new 40-year peak, President Biden says he has plans.
With the Port of Los Angeles as a backdrop, President Biden said improving the supply chain is key to bringing down prices.
That's why I've been focused on ports.
The president pointed to less bottlenecks in part through new infrastructure spending, but says Congress can do more to rein in prices from shipping companies.
Foreign-owned shipping companies that raise their prices while raking in just last year $190 billion in profit.
Consumer prices jumped more than 8.5% last month from year over year. That is the highest figure since 1981.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Wall Street's down sharply Friday on the inflation report. Headed dangerously higher this weekend, the mercury across the southern plains, the desert southwest, and central California, a stifling forecast for Phoenix.
113, 114 each day. Lows, overnight lows are also going to be very warm. We're only expecting lows in upper 80s each night. So as a result, we do have an excessive heat warning through 8 p.m. on Sunday.
It's meteorologist Marvin Percha at the National Weather Service in Phoenix. 15 million people are under excessive heat warnings this weekend. President Biden wrapping up the summit of the Americas in Los Angeles Friday, hailing a joint agreement to control illegal migration.
Safe, orderly, and legal migration is good for all our economies. But we need to halt the dangerous and unlawful ways people are migrating, in the dangerous ways. Unlawful migration is not acceptable, and we'll secure our borders, including through innovative, coordinated actions with our regional partners.
The president also pledged support to help rebuild the economies of Latin America and Caribbean countries, making residents less likely to feel the need to migrate. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Saturday and Sunday will be the last days. For now, the travelers must test a negative for COVID-19 before boarding flights headed to the U.S. The Centers for Disease Control dropping the testing requirement as of midnight Sunday, saying it's not needed any longer. More protests at the homes of some of the Supreme Court justices Friday evening. Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Amy Coney Barrett targeted by groups who fear the High Court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade. One group has posted on social media the address of the church Justice Barrett attends daily, but calls for peaceful protests. Fox News has obtained audio of the 911 call made to police earlier this week by the man who said he traveled to the D.C. area with weapons and a plan.
He said you came from California. Do you know someone down here?
Brett Kavanaugh.
You said red, like the color?
Brett.
Rex.
The Supreme Court Justice.
Nicholas Roski is charged with attempted murder. He remains in custody. In Michigan, a court appearance for a police officer charged with murder during a traffic stop.
Grand Rapids Police Officer Christopher Schur arraigned in Kent County Court on second-degree murder in the April shooting death of Patrick Leoya, who body cam shows failed to comply during a legal traffic stop, resisted arrest, and grabbed the officer's taser before he was shot. The judge entering a not guilty plea and setting bond.
I will set that bond amount $100,000 cash surety.
Schur's attorneys in a statement saying in part that Leoya's death is an unfortunate tragedy that placed a decorated officer in fear of his life and that Schur will be exonerated. He's back in court June 21st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The National Governors Association says it's forming a working group to come up with recommendations to stop mass shootings. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.